Hachette Audio presents Born of Shadows, written by Sherilyn Kenyon, read by Holter Graham. Prologue. Watch out! Kalen Dagan barely got out of the way before three blaster shots whizzed past his head. His heart thumped wildly as he realized he and his father were trapped by what they assumed were loners out to collect their money. It wasn't the first time his father's debts had caused them to be chased. The men after them seemed to be everywhere, and they seemed to be multiplying. Terror made his breathing ragged as tears welled in his young eyes. What are we gonna do? His dad grabbed him by the front of his shirt and hauled him into the shadows to crouch down behind him. Kalen looked around, his entire body shaking as he tried to find an escape for them. There didn't seem to be one, but he had faith. No one was better at getting through tough situations than his dad. His father shook him roughly to get his attention. Listen to me, boy. I need you to take care of your sisters. You hear me? Even though he was the youngest of the Dagan children, and only 8 years old, it was something his dad always said to him.
Yeah, I know.
No, Kay, you don't. You're too young to comprehend what I'm trying to tell you, but you have to try. There was a sadness in his father's eyes that scared him, a resignation that had never been there before, and it made him want to cry. But Dagans didn't cry, and he wasn't about to let his dad see him act like one of his sisters. His father cupped his face in his calloused palm. It'll be years before you understand what's happening, if even then. But I need you to listen to me and trust me. I won't be here to protect you anymore.
Kalen frowned. What are you talking about?
Listen, don't speak. We only have a few more seconds. What I need for you is to make sure that you never get into any system for any government for any reason. Keep a low profile. Live off grid. Don't let anyone have a way to track you, ever. Not your address, your likeness, nothing, especially not your retina, fingerprints, or DNA. His father's insistence scared him almost as much as the men with blasters looking for them.
Why?
They'll kill you. You understand? Governments use that to track people, and they will hurt you if they find you.
Those words terrified him even more. Who will hurt me?
My enemies. They'll come for you too. It's why I've never treated you like a kid, and why I've made you train so hard. I knew this day would come, but I'd hoped it wouldn't be until you were older. Unfortunately, they've found me. Just take what I've taught you and use it to stay
Sample complete. Ready to continue?